Hello, hello. How is everyone? Happy Thursday. It is our live training session on a Thursday. I hope everyone is okay. I'm really sorry we've had so many technical problems with systems and everything else. So I'm hopped on a little bit early today to make sure that we can get on, we can get live, that everyone can hear me okay. We've got a little bit to go through today. All about product placement, but really, I just wanted to see how everyone is. Hopefully, everyone's good. And please excuse the background. We're actually in my husband's office today. That's why I'm sat here in a scarf. It's really cold. But I just wanted to come on and check that everything was working okay. Everything seems to be good. Yay! I've got my little iPad here that's. Any messages, any comments, or anything like that, I should be able to see them. So it looks like we are doing well. Okay, so today we will be going through product placement. Now, it's one of them things that I get asked about a lot, especially now with all the influencers and people like that. Everyone always asks me, at what stage in my business do I need to look at product placement? Now, back in the day, product placement used to be looking at, putting your products into TV shows, into magazines, into, people's, I don't know, jobs, in people's buildings, in people's offices. It was all these different places. And now with the uprising of influencers and content creators, product placement is so much easier to get to. And I don't know if any of you here have heard of Stacey Solomon. I love her. She's absolutely amazing. Well, she did some amazing things over the last couple of years for small businesses and independent businesses by really championing them. And actually going out and finding small businesses, finding products where people have put their heart and soul into them, and then putting them on her Instagram. Now, it was great for the businesses that were set up for it, but there were some businesses that just weren't set up for it. And the pressure and the demand and everything that went on actually made these businesses suffer, which was such a shame because there were some amazing businesses. But the businesses that were geared up for it, that were ready for it, it worked wonders for them, and they managed to tap into that and get some phenomenal growth. For the ones that weren't set up for it, I know of at least one that actually shut down because they couldn't cope with the demand. So really, it's about knowing, are you ready for an influx of growth? Are you ready in your business for that influx of growth? Getting those, sponsorships by people, getting people to look at your products, getting influencers to look at your products. People don't have to be necessarily famous, but as we would normally typically sort of look at them as being famous, now they can be a content creator or an influencer and still have more pull than some of the celebrities have. And if they're in your niche, if they're working within your niche, then having some sort of collaboration with them is absolutely amazing. But you do need to make sure that your foundations are right in your business before you look at things like that. I would always say, if you think you're ready and you've got it, go for it. Go for every opportunity. Get yourself out there, speak to people, network. One of the cheesy lines from back in the day is your network is your net worth. And even though it is cheesy, it is quite true. The more people you speak to, the more people you get eyes on, the more people you have these conversations with, the more likelihood is that you're going to get sales because they're going to talk to people. Oh, I know this person that does this. Oh, I know someone that does something like that. Let me put you in touch. I've bought this fantastic product from this person. Have a look. Those conversations are priceless, and they are amazing for small businesses. So, how can you make them work for your business is by setting up those foundations. So, look at your systems and your processes. Just imagine, just sit back and imagine tomorrow morning you wake up, you've got 1,000 orders. Can you make 1,000 of your products within a 3 to 4 day turnaround. These are the sort of things that you need to look at when you're looking at growth, when you're looking at product placement. Okay. Say you can't make them, say that, you know, you've got on your website, it's at least a 10 day turnaround and people are happy with that. That's fantastic. But can you make 1,000 of them in that time frame? You know, these are the sort of things that I look at when you look at a business. If you can't make them yourself, have you got the facility to have people come and help you? I know when I was making my candles, I had a couple of really big orders for new companies in Europe that were amazing, but they all came through all at once. And I sort of sat here and was like, I can't make that many candles by myself. Luckily, I had my husband who came to help me, my daughter who came to help me. Granted, they weren't always happy about it, but they would come and they'd help me go through. So as I started looking at my processes, looking at what I needed to do to make that process quicker, look at how much stock I needed to have on the shelves ready to go to keep my standard orders going when I got this big influx of other orders in. So if you can't make them yourself, can someone come in and help you? Is your product easily shippable? Is it something that you can put in a box, one box and go? Or is it a big item? Is it a huge boxes? Are you going to try and take huge boxes to the post office? Or do you have a system in place with either DPD or Yodel or something like that where they'll come and pick it up? These little things, if you're having to pack all the orders, then get to the post office before it closes or get to the local Yodel shop before it closes, these little things can trip up your business in the long run. So if you're looking at working with influencers, if you're looking at developing a network of people that you speak to about your new products, that you can send promotional items to, that you want them to do reviews for you, whatever it is that your process that you're looking at, does your process in your make and packing process, is that ready to scale? Is that ready for growth? Can you grow with it? And these are the things you have to test. Can you make things beforehand? Can you have a stock of things or do you not have the space? Like I said, I'm actually sat in my husband's office at the minute. It's actually our garage that we've had converted, and underneath this very attractive backdrop is all of my shelves that I set up. This place was actually created for me to make all of my candles in and to be a manufacturing area. So I have all my shelves for my stock. I have my shelves for my making items and all my supplies. I have a packing station in here. I could literally open the front of my garage up and people could come in, collect their orders from me here because we used to do a click and collect service. So it was made, it was a lot of trips to IKEA, but it was made to make that flow as easy as possible, to have as much storage as possible so that I could pre-make items, have items ready to go. My most popular items were always made. There was always stock on the shelves. When I was doing manufacturing runs, I would make extras of my most popular items at certain times of the year. So I knew that I always had them. So if I got a last minute order in, I could send it the same day and it wouldn't cause a massive problem. So look at the items that you have and the space that you have. Can you pre-make things so they're there and ready? Have you got the space to be able to maybe section off a section of your garage or put a outdoor workspace in your garden that you can actually put these things together and go, right, okay, I've got enough stock now that if we got 1,000 orders tomorrow, I would only have to make half of that. You know, I've got 500 items sat there or I've got 60 items sat there and it takes me 3 days to make another 60 items. So you know your lead times. These are all the questions that you ask yourself when you're looking at those levels of growth. It's not easy. It's fun. It's scary. But I've had as many tears sat in this garage when it came to having too many orders as not enough. As much as we cry over not enough orders and wanting to grow and wanting to be bigger and wanting to have fantastic things, I have had just the same amount of tears when I've had an influx of orders in and gone, oh my God, what am I going to do? So being prepared and looking at those things is something that will prepare you for the future, prepare you for potential growth. The question I started this all with was, are you too small for product placement? No, you're not too small for product placement. You're not too small to work with influencers. You're not too small to get yourself out there. But you might be too small to cope with the outcome of that. And positive or negative, there's always a consequence to action. And if you're out there taking action, it's a brilliant thing. But can you cope with the consequence of that action? Have you got the facilities set up to actually go through that whole process? If you're unsure, if you want some help, if you have questions about that entire process, please, please, please drop me a message, book in a call. I do so many calls a day with people where just want to have a conversation about what could happen with their business, how they can grow, if they've got potential to grow. So please book in a call and we can go through it. I am happy to talk with anyone who's looking at growth. And not everyone wants growth. Some people just want to make some nice things, sell some nice things, pay off a few bills, have their PIN money. But some people want the shop. Some people want the international sales. And it's okay to want either side of that. But if you are looking at product placement, if you're looking at influencers, if you're looking at advertising on Instagram, TikTok, Facebook, if you're looking at pushing for more sales, look at your systems, start at the foundations and work it through. Go through each stage of your process from make to ship and see if you have the capability for growth. And at what point is enough growth? How many items can you make a day? What's your limit? At what point have you gone too far? Or what point have you gone, right, okay, maybe we need to get staff? At what point will you be at when you go, okay, maybe we need to actually get a warehouse? Maybe we need to look at the next stage in all of this. Maybe we need to get funding. So try and figure out your bottom line numbers. Drop a message in the comments. If you want some help with that, more than happy to help with that. And hopefully I'll see you all on the influencers websites, showing off your wares and showing how amazing your handmade products are. Okay, guys, that's the Thursday Wisdom. So I will see you next week. Take care, everyone. Bye.